like crows who think they're free. It's one crow, you and the other crow.
Hello and welcome back to BlizzQuake. How are you, Manhattan? How are you, Boston? How are you, LA? And how are you, Chicago? I am Ben, and I'm coming to you live from 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have our shining star, our Daniela of the hour, Daniela, and she's coming to you live. Oh my god, the connection is being really weird. Hold on. She's coming to you live from Studio Braum. Daniela, say hello.
Hello, this is Daniela, the Daniela of the hour.
Of the hour.
Last year, I mean, not last year's, but last time we were together. That was a different Daniela. This is a totally different one.
This one's of the hour.
Of the hour. The other one was of last, of that 1 hour of last week. This one's, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to stop this joke. hope you all are doing great. How many listeners do we have joining us today?
Hold on. I got tripped up on the form. Let's tell you right now. WMFO. We have a 14 listeners.
Wow.
Ooh, we should stop talking so we don't lose them.
Exactly. I hope you all enjoyed that song we just played for you. That is Forerunner, and it is a song that's going to be coming up on Rostam's new album called Change Phobia that debuts June 4th. Guys, that is, I'm telling you, that is going to be the song of the spring, late spring slash summer. Enjoy
mark,
it.
Mark your calendar.
Mark my calendar. No, mark your calendar. Mark my words. That's what it's going to be.
Take the day off work. Skip class. This
Go
is the
on
time.
A drive.
Go on a drive.
Take a forerunner.
Take a forerunner.
Off. Yes, as the lyrics say, take off the shift for me. I'm waiting down the street. Something, something, forerunner. I'm gone, gone, gone.
And Doesn't you know what? Beautiful? If you, yeah, and if you have never, if you've seen a forerunner, call in. Give
call
us,
in.
Give us a hoot, give us a holler at 855-915-WMFO. We just want to hear what color that forerunner that you saw was, and how many wheels it had. So let us know.
Yeah,
that's all. That's all, right?
All right. Yep. And play us the next song.
Yeah, we're gonna stop talking so that you keep listening. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
that you pull from my atmosphere, the out of this world. I always dreamed that we would meet. You know, we grew up on the same street. Lights illuminate the path to the woods where they say the spaceman crashed. I'm sure you don't believe in that, but I do. It's science fiction, baby.
long I feel good. All night long I feel good. One more song. Whoa, I feel good. So good. So high, I feel good. And I don't know why I feel good. Working overtime. Whoa, I feel good. So good. So good. So good. Whoa.
think I'm gonna rent a Monte Carlo. Hey, drive around your neighborhood like real slow. Hey, I love Lucy, I'm Ricky Ricardo. Hey, hey, I'm Mary, meet me in the end zone. Hey, I think I'm gonna rent.
always getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kinda sunny out. And I don't wanna hide no more, so I set my bar real low. Shut up and just enjoy this feeling. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Sucking just a little now, and I don't wanna cry no more. So I set my bar real low. I'm A-okay, I'm A-okay. You say it, but you just don't mean it. You're so insane, you're so insane. Shut up and just enjoy this feeling. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet. And I'm losing my mind, cause it's 3:30 and my brain's on fire. I've been counting sheep, but the sheep all died. And I'm trying too hard, but I can't not try. Well, I can't fall asleep, and I'm losing my mind.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back. Danielle and I have a very special part of our show that we are so excited to tell you about.
Yes, yes, we do. And it's that time of the day, that time of the night.
Everyone's favorite part. Our advertisement of the hour.
Yes, advertisement, no. More like public service announcement.
You'd think after this long I would know the drill, but you'd be wrong. Danielle, are you ready to take it away?
I am. You got some... Give me a beat.
All right. We're going to use some... I googled emotional piano music.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't hear it yet, is the thing. Oh, here we are.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Well, I mean, I can't personally, but I trust you.
Okay.
But again, like, I can't hear what...
It's good. It's good. You're ready.
But here I am. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, mild, medium, or spicy. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes, like, you know, Diet Coke or Coke Zero. Put out the myth, everyone. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. As if that's just as easy as to do that. But anyways, for help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That is QUITNOW. Or visit www.smokefree.gov. .gov. That is S-M-O-K.
No, stop. It's fine. They know it. Stop. No. All right. Yeah, that was, wow. That was beautiful, Daniela. I feel so informed. What do we think of spicy cigarette?
I added that bit, of course.
No, but call in. Would you tell us what you think a spicy cigarette is flavored with?
Or, like, what is a light cigarette? What is a low cigarette? What is a mild cigarette?
Let us know.
Medium and spicy and, you know, like, all the lovely salsas you could ever have.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that works. So the challenge for our listeners is call in and tell us about cigarettes from the perspective of a DARE officer and wrong answers only. That would be at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Tell us about cigarettes, wrong answers only.
You have no real good reason to not call us, except for a lot of reasons.
No, stop, come on. Call them out. You have no reason not to call us.
Unless you're driving, unless you're busy, unless you're already on the phone. There's a lot of good reasons, but basically we're just asking you to call us.
Yeah, call us. We're lonely out here. We're just speaking into the void. The deep abyss. Speaking of deep abysses, let's give them our next song.
All right.
I don't know if that transition worked. We're going to find out when I play it.
Yeah, probably this song has anything to do with abysses, but that's okay.
If you have an abyss song, also call in. Let us know. All right, and away we go.
Oh.
I just lost my keys again. I don't know how I'll make it through the year. And when you're coming home, I'm stuck here, but I don't feel all alone. Cause I burned the dinner and we two are waiting on one more to come right through. Back to, well, I want you, baby, it's all I. All I do, oh my love, baby, you're all I see.
Ooh, hello. Okay. So we have a development. This is a very exciting development. Nate, can you still hear us?
Yes, of course.
All right. So that is Nate. I won't say your last name for anonymity, but he is he is on the air. This is his first time. Nate, why don't you do a little introduction for all of our listeners out there?
What do you want me to tell the listeners about myself?
Okay, I want you to tell us, ooh, good question. What is your perfect date?
My perfect date? I think my perfect date would be, like, walking in a new city, you know? Like, somewhere walkable, somewhere by the water, somewhere a lot of restaurants.
With bike access, a promenade, right?
Yeah, of course.
All that
stuff. Maybe, like, an art gallery nearby.
Oh, my God, this does sound like a good date. All right, if anyone's out there listening, we will connect. I will connect you. Yeah. So we asked our listeners to call in about a couple things, Daniela.
I like don't remember anything.
Okay. I remember our first one.
Okay, you say the first one. Then I have another random unrelated
question. Okay, wait, you go first.
You're going to Mars.
Whoa.
You have one backpack. What do you put in your backpack?
I love that question.
Am I on like an established base or is it just me on Mars?
Okay, between the Martian and like a real moon base.
Okay. I always call Leon. Elon Musk. Like you're in the colony of like Mars. Grimes is like the first the first lady of Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's kind of two questions. The first one is, what do you bring for yourself? And then what do you bring as a peace offering to Grimes?
That's perfect.
What do I lay at the grand throne of Grimes?
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. That's what the people came here for.
I mean, I think what I would bring is whatever, like, banned item I could then trade for other things.
Whoa.
Like, I'd bring a bunch of, like, chocolate bars or something that's, like, outside of people's rations. So I could trade them for some kind of exotic goods from the other colonists.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, so Daniela, you couldn't hear, but he said he was going to bring illicit goods to trade for other things on like the Mars black market. That's a great idea.
Interesting.
And then what do you bestow upon Grimes's feet?
Oh, man. I mean, I think what you'd have to do is, like, her whole aesthetic is sort of, like, punky, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to bring, like, a bunch of, like, mangled iPhones or something. Some, like, bizarre art project.
Mangled iPhones for Grimes. That's a great... Yeah, you're right. And then what would you bring for Elon Musk's and Grimes' kid? How are you going to entertain that boy?
I would get him, like a fighter jet. Like, what else is he going to be entertained by, you know?
Yeah, I guess when you have everything, like, a fighter jet's kind of the one thing you can't have.
That's true.
That's perfect. And then, okay, should we wrap it up with our first question, which was, tell us about the last 4Runner you've seen.
The last what?
Toyota 4Runner.
Where were you?
I have no idea what a Toyota 4Runner looks like.
Okay, look it up really quick.
Okay.
It's like a car. Like, it looks like a car.
It's a literal car.
It's just a car. It's like
Yeah, most cars do.
Yeah, most cars do look like cars. That's a good point.
The last Toyota 4Runner, I think I was actually in the last Toyota 4Runner I was in.
Whoa, okay. What color was it?
It was black, classic.
Classic, yep. Good. Did it go off-roading?
We did not go off-roading. We were on, like, a very established, very suburban area.
Suburban,
which I feel like is the ideal place for a 4Runner, apparently.
It's kind of like a Jeep Wrangler, I feel like, which those things are just not meant to go off-roading, despite what they say.
In my hometown, like, everyone had one of those things, like, the doors taken off.
It's kind of a vibe, though.
I guess.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in, Nate. We're going to play a couple more tunes. We will be here next week. Yeah, do you have a request? Yeah, great.
Oh, man, can I make a request?
Yes, of course, as long as it doesn't have a
body
word.
I would love to hear, you were playing some Remy Wolf before.
We were.
I love Photo ID.
Okay, let me check this out. With Fike, Dominic Fike?
Yeah.
Okay, I probably said all of that wrong, but yeah, we'll... I'll play that right now, even.
What did he ask for?
You'll hear Daniela.
Oh, okay.
The phones are kind of weird when she's not in the studio. So we're going to play that now. And thank you so much for calling, Nate.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
And we'll see you later. All right, next song's coming up, everyone. Bye, Nate.
See ya.
Tell the label.
No sleep, no care. I'm still in the street, and all I can see without you.
You know I talk too much. I wanna come put your lips on my shirt. Me, oh, we can play.
closer. We talk too much. No hesitation.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Thank you all so much for listening to BlizzQuake. I'm Ben.
Yes.
And the Daniela of the hour
is Daniela.
We'd like to thank you so much for listening. We'd like to thank our guest, Nate, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was great. I'm glad we actually got to work the phones.
Yeah, I need the practice. If anyone wants to retrain me on how to do that, LMK, I would love to learn. Yeah, but everyone, make sure that you call in next week, because it's not fair that I had to do that and Daniela didn't.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you can see it that way.
So we want to even out the playing field, give her a taste of that medicine. And you know what? Wish Daniela luck. Because Daniela is an employment queen.
I don't know about that. I don't call me that until I actually get some employment.
Well, it's prospective employment, queen. And that's that you can take to the bank.
No, I can't. I can't, but thank you. Anyways, thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Yeah, wait, before we sign out, though.
Okay.
Should we give them some, like, thoughts to think about while they wait for us? For a week, like, what are just things that they should be keeping in their mind? I can start.
What is it
if you
that
want.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
I want you to think about, okay, listeners, I want you to think about, like, when you go to Michael's and they have those scented pine cones in the bags. I want you to think about those.
I the smell of Michael's, of what a Michael's smells like, is so ingrained in my head, and I love it. Anyways, think about the last time you saw a 4Runner.
Oh, great. Yeah, and try to find one. Try to find one before next week. And yeah. Call us about it.
And then think about your earliest food memory.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Think about how they paint lines on roads.
And with that, we leave you all with some great things to ponder about. Until next time.
I'm Ben, and that's Daniela. No, we were gonna. Oh, it's gonna be all cute. All right, we're gonna play music now. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.